Happy Saturday, May 23rd. Welcome to Good Morning Tech News. Huge day. Dario, I want to start with Anthropic because this number stopped me cold.
10,000.
10,000 high or critical severity vulnerabilities found by Claude Mythos Preview since Project Glasswing launched last month. With about 50 partners scanning the most critical open source software in the world.
Okay, so I've been digging into this, and what's wild is the bottleneck has completely flipped. It used to be, how fast can you find bugs? Now it's how fast can you verify, disclose, and patch them? That's a fundamentally different problem.
And a fundamentally different market. Like, think about what this does to the commodity vulnerability scanning space. CrowdStrike, Qualys, all those legacy scanning tools, their value proposition just got obliterated.
Well, actually, no, hold on. Finding the bug is one thing. The remediation pipeline, the patch deployment, the coordination with maintainers, that's where the value migrates to. Anthropic even says they can't fully disclose yet because patches aren't deployed.
Right, the 90-day disclosure window. So we're seeing a lagging indicator of what this model can actually do. The real number could be way higher.
And here's what keeps me up at night. If the defensive model finds 10,000, what's the offensive version finding? Because the capability is symmetric. Mythos can find these bugs, so can a model someone else builds.
That's the arms race. And it makes Anthropic's positioning fascinating. They're basically saying, let us be the white hat at scale and trust us to be responsible with Mythos-class models. Which is a moat, by the way. If you're the one coordinating disclosure with 50 major partners, you become the de facto infrastructure for AI-driven security. That's not a product. That's a position. That's a really good point. And it feeds directly into our next story.
The White House just approved a $9 billion classified funding request to buy NVIDIA Grace Blackwell superchips for the NSA and CIA. And buried in the reporting, Anthropic is finalizing a classified contract with the NSA to keep using its tools.
$9 billion.
$9 billion. And that's not just silicon. That's data centers, liquid cooling, electrical infrastructure, the full stack.
So this is the government basically saying compute is a strategic weapon. Like, we talk about this in the abstract, but when the NSA is buying Blackwell chips at this scale?
It validates the entire thesis. Compute is the new oil. Jensen Huang is basically a defense contractor now.
He's in Washington constantly. And look, the supply chain implications here are massive. NVIDIA is already constrained. When the US government steps in as a buyer at this scale, everyone else gets squeezed.
Cloud providers, startups, anyone waiting on Blackwell allocations. This tightens the market for everybody. And if you're Anthropic with a classified NSA contract, plus the Glasswing program, you're becoming embedded in national security infrastructure.
Which raises an interesting question. Does that make Anthropic uninvestable for certain LPs? Or does it make them the safest AI bet on the planet?
Both, probably. Speaking of investing in Anthropic,
Zoom disclosed that its Anthropic stake is now worth $1.27 billion. They invested $51 million in May 2023. That's a 25x in 3 years.
$51 million to $1.3 billion. That's the best venture style return from a public company I've seen in years.
And Zoom stock popped 9% on earnings, but honestly, I think half that move is people suddenly realizing Zoom is sitting on a billion-dollar AI lottery ticket. Their actual business grew 5.5%.
The AI companion numbers are interesting, though. 184% growth in paid AI users, 1.5 million licensed users on My Notes in 4 months.
Sure, but at a $380 billion Anthropic valuation, Zoom's stake is basically a mark-to-market gift. The core business is still a mid-single-digit grower trying to become an AI platform. The multiple expansion here is almost entirely Anthropic-driven.
I don't disagree. But credit to Eric Yuan. That $51 million investment to get Claude integrated into Zoom's stack? Smartest check he ever wrote.
Okay, completely different thing. The Trump administration is planning to require most green card applicants to leave the U.S. and apply from their home countries through consular processing.
So if you're an engineer on an H-1B, you've been working in the U.S. for years, and you want a green card, you now have to go home and apply from abroad? That's the policy. They're calling adjustment of status an extraordinary form of relief that should only apply in rare cases, basically ending the practice of applying while you're already here.
This is going to devastate tech hiring pipelines. Think about the uncertainty. You leave the country, your processing takes months or years. Your employer can't hold your role indefinitely.
And the talent just goes to London, Toronto, Singapore. This is a gift to every non-US tech hub on the planet.
As a Brit, I should probably say thank you, but honestly, this is bad for the whole ecosystem. The best AI labs are in the US because the best people went there. If you make that path harder,
you shrink the talent TAM, period.
Two quick ones. The NTSB has suspended public access to its entire accident investigation database because people used AI to reconstruct dead pilots' voices from cockpit voice recorder spectrograms.
So the spectrogram images were public, someone ran them through an image-to-audio pipeline, and now the NTSB has to lock down everything.
Everything. The whole docket system. A 1990 federal law says you can't release cockpit audio, and AI just created a workaround nobody anticipated.
This is going to keep happening. Any data format that was considered safe because humans couldn't interpret it, AI can now. Spectrograms, redacted documents, blurred images. The threat model for public data just changed permanently.
And fast one on Canada, the CRTC is requiring U.S. streamers to contribute 15% of Canadian revenue to local programming. The U.S. ambassador is calling it a trade barrier.
Netflix funding Canadian content. The horror.
It's 15%, though. That's not trivial. And in the context of the broader trade war, this could escalate fast.
I'm watching the Glasswing disclosure timeline. When those patches deploy and Anthropic can reveal what Mythos actually found, that's going to reshape how Wall Street values AI security companies overnight.
I'm watching the immigration policy. If this consular processing rule sticks, the second order effects on AI lab hiring and compute allocation could be massive within 6 months.
Thanks for hanging out with us on a Saturday. Stay curious. Keep asking the hard questions.
This is Dario.
And Sam. See you next time.